Shabbat Shalom. Bilam should get killed at the end of the parsha. Our Torah is filled with examples of Jews and non-Jews alike who stand up and say, I'm not going to do what you, God, want me to do, or I'm going to go against the Israelites. And pretty much across the board, a plague, a war, an earthquake, a firestorm, something comes and kills them. Everyone who says, I'm not going to do what you, God, want me to do, winds up getting killed by God in the Torah. So Bilam, who gets hired by Balak to go and curse the people Israel, gets nothing. No punishment from God. Now it's true he doesn't eventually go through with it. At the last moment he changes his mind, but he still is in employ. So what is different about Bilam? And I think it is that Bilam learned a lesson along the way. As he sets off to go do the cursing of the people Israel, we have this fantastical story about the donkey. Bilam is riding his donkey. The donkey stops moving. Bilam hits the donkey and says, get moving, donkey. Didn't quite use that word. I think the translation's a little different. And eventually, after three times of trying to get the donkey to move, the donkey talks back, which even in the Bible is pretty weird. The donkey talks back and says, have I ever led you wrong? Do I usually act this way? Give me a break here. And at that moment, Bilam realizes that the donkey stops because an angel of God is standing in the way. And at that moment, only then does Bilam realize the poor choice he made. But there's something in Bilam's response to the donkey that I think really goes to the heart of the lesson that Bilam had to learn. Bilam says to the donkey, you're going to make me look like a fool. What man has a donkey that just stops walking or sits down in the middle of the road? You're going to make me look silly. And then afterwards realize the donkey was actually right. And then we get to the moment Bilam is looking out over the beautiful tents of the people Israel. And Bilam has to look really silly. Because Bilam has taken an enormous sum of money. Bilam has promised his services, but he has to stand up and in the moment realize that the curse is the wrong move, that a blessing is what is in order. So Bilam learns the twin message that God is trying to teach him. First, that you can't let looking like a fool be the only reason you must do something. And second, we have to really learn to live in the moment. How often do we do something because we feel like we must? Well, we've been planning on doing this all along. What will people think? I just have to keep doing it. The kid in high school who feels like you have to pick on the kid that everyone picks on, because everyone picks on him, what will other people think of him? Bilam learned the lesson that that's not an excuse. That when you stand on top of the hill and look out over the people and realize they are good and not bad, it's our job to in fact choose the righteous course. No matter how silly we're going to look, no matter how much we have planned to do the thing we were going to do, it is our job to listen to the donkeys of this world who sometimes see the angels that we do not. It is our job to turn from our course. It is our job always, no matter how difficult, to choose the righteous. So this Shabbat, I wish us each a donkey smart enough to see the angels and eyes wise enough to see just how goodly the tents of Israel are, a heart smart enough to realize that we can, in fact, choose the right course no matter what our plans were before. Shabbat Shalom.